Hey, welcome to today's Career Report, where I'm going to be breaking down exactly, you know, what is happening. You know, we typically talk about the job search, right? What's going on the market. But today I want to talk about what's going on in your mind, because that is where most people struggle. So my topic for you today, are you ready? If you want greatness, you have to do great shit. So think about this for a sec. Over the past week, I've been thinking about Thanksgiving coming up. I've been thinking about all of the things we have planned, right? I've been doing messages inside our Mastering First 100 Days and Leadership and Development program, right? And I just can't get over that most people always want to focus on the outcome. And don't get me wrong, you have to have goals, right? You have to have the goal of achieving something. But your true goals should be really committing to the daily activity that it takes, right? Everybody wants the title, man. They want the title. They think they're deserving of the title, right? When we talk about corporate America, right? Everyone wants that title, whatever it is, the CEO, the VP, et cetera, okay? They want the impact and the notoriety that comes with those titles, okay? But they half-ass the work, unfortunately. Or is that fortunately? For you, if you're listening, that is fortunately, most people half-ass it. Why is that fortunately for you? It makes it easier for you. You know, there's this clip of Dana White, who leads the UFC. Phenomenal story of success, by the way. He says, man, if you have just a little bit of hustle and grind in you, just a little bit, you can literally smoke everybody. Because no one wants to do the training camp. Everyone wants to obsess over the outcomes while ignoring, are you ready? What leads to outcomes? That's what we're talking about today. The things that leads to outcomes, if you're in a career search, if you want to be a better leader, whatever it is the behaviors and the discipline that will ultimately need the result. It's just a prime topic because today is Friday and I already know what people are saying. Are you ready? Tim, most people aren't in the office today. Most people are on vacation. I got family coming in next week. I'm just going to work on my job search later. I'm not going to work out today. I'm not feeling it. It's gloomy outside. It's muddy. It's rainy. Whatever it is. And these excuses become stories that we play over and over and over in our mind. The market's slow. You get what you put your attention on. If you are in a job search today, listen to me. People are in the office. They do have problems in corporate America. Their sales are down. Their marketing sucks. They don't have a CFO in place. They're trying to bring new products to market without a right plan. Trust me, the leadership who care about their company, care about their employees, that is what they are thinking about today. I know this because I'm in literally so many different masterminds with business owners. Greatness is a cause and effect. I want to talk about this John Maxwell concept that is just great too. But the core points I want to tell you today, have a goal. You can think about the outcome, but focus on the input. Because if I have great inputs, it will lead to great outputs. And I'll tell you, the most important thing is actually, right? The most important thing is actually staying focused when times are tough. So if you're not feeling it today, if you're thinking about checking out, don't. Do you know why? These are the most important days to take advantage of when you're not feeling it. Because I've been doing this career thing a long time. And it's like the universe has a way of rewarding people when they say, hey, I'm not quitting. I've had countless conversations with people that says, you know what, Tim? Friday, I was going to go drink some beer, play some golf with my buddies, play video games, watch Netflix or whatever, right? Get out of the house and do whatever. But you know what? I followed up with that guy. I connected with that girl. I still looked and did this. I did this. And you're not going to believe this. It's always this, right? You're not going to believe this. I'm like, dude, yes, I believe it because it happens all the time. You just don't believe it. If you're not feeling it today, it's pivotal. It's pivotal. And as you know, I love Jocko Willink, read all of his books. It's amazing. He was like, hey, man, you can take a day off. Are you ready? But you just can't take the day off. Remember, great input leads to great output. Weak input leads to weak output. So anyone who's not doing a damn thing today to improve their life or their situation, they're getting a weak output and then they're going to complain about it. You know, everyone always chases the outcome, not the identity, not the work. It's wild. It's wild. It's wild. But the good news is that's good for you. That is good for you. You know, I just made a post on LinkedIn earlier today too with the same thing of be careful where you get your information. You are surrounded by average people, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not. I mean, I have great friends that are always pushing me to be better in all aspects of my life. But, you know, I was just thinking about people giving advice today, and here's the facts. Here's the facts. Are you ready? Most people live paycheck to paycheck. No matter, even if they make 400K, they live paycheck to paycheck. Most people are not in shape. Want me to just keep going? Most people don't have a good marriage. That's just facts, right? Most marriages end in divorce. I don't have the stats. Was like 50% or something? So these are the people that you're surrounding yourself with, but these are also the people that's your competition. So if you just stay locked in, stay focused, stay on the daily activities, right? Stay focused on your goals of the daily activities, no matter what you're trying to achieve, your job search, become a better leader, et cetera. You know, recently, last year around this time, I got to go on this fancy cruise and John Maxwell was actually there. And he said the first 5 years, right, that he was learning about leadership. Well, his mentor said, John, listen to me. Read every book you can about leadership inside the next 5 years. Make that your sole duty. Since you're embarking on this journey of being an effective leader, learn everything you can. Guys, you see John Maxwell now. You didn't see John Maxwell when he started. When he read book after book of successful leader, et cetera, for 5 years. Can we all agree? What would that do to your leadership and development? And then John Maxwell's went on to wrote, I think, 80 books, 90 books, something crazy like that. I think he's written 80 books. Commit to the daily. Okay. When you start thinking about how tough a job search is, how hard it is to enhance your leadership, you're already failing. That's why I wrote a whole book about it. Go over on Amazon. I made it as cheap as I could. It's like $5. I don't know. The Kindle might be $1, right? I was like, man, I want to get everyone's excuses out of here, right? It's a book to start and optimize because most people have problems starting and they can't starting and then staying consistent, right? Which is really what we're talking about today, staying consistent. Because if you stay consistent with the daily activities, right, it will always lead to the result. Just like fitness, some days you're not going to feel it. You're going to do it anyway. Maybe you're at 30% that day. Maybe another day you are feeling it. You're at 90%, right? But here's what I know. 30%, 60%, 90% is always better than freaking 0%. So you got people checking out in a job search today that are stressed, frustrated, running low on money, but they're not going to do daily activity to improve their life today. It's freaking crazy. Guys, crush them. Crush them, right? Make sure you are doing what you need to every single day so that you can get the job and money you deserve. Point number two, I want to go over with you. The law of value, John Maxwell. Okay. If you put, follow me, because this is so important. If you put value into yourself, let me repeat that again. If you put value into yourself, value will come out. The problem is people are wanting value to come out before they put value into themselves. You cannot get what you do not have. If you do not know what you're doing in a job search right now, how can you get to the result of getting the job and money you deserve? Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. You cannot give what you do not have. Leaders who don't make investments into themselves give weak guidance. Job seekers without the ability to land the job and money they deserve, they're going to get weak results. Executives and companies who don't innovate and stay competitive in what's going on in the market, you already know. They hit ceilings, they go out of business, etc. You know, we have many vendors we work with at ECU that support organizations like ours. I was just talking to one. We've had a good partnership for 7 years now. And then they were like, man, Tim, you've had a phenomenal year, etc. We've had a long partnership. And then they were like, Do you know how many people we work with that actually went out of business this year and they were just naming off those companies? Whether it's a company or yourself, right? You have to innovate with the market. Capacity will increase, right? Meaning you'll get more out of your life, if you will, when you intentionally grow. When you raise your value, the world will respond. How can I put this different ways, right? If you will change, everything will change. Strategy is important. Most people don't lack strategy. They lack consistency. Because even consistency, almost when you don't know what you're doing, over time will lead to results. And if you don't believe me, look at anyone who's ever started a business that didn't know anything about sales, like Bill Gates, like just countless others. What did they do? They got in front of as many people as they could every single day, and they never quit until they figured it out. If you want greatness, you have to do great things. Do you know what that means? Doing what other people are unwilling to do most of the time. And I'm not saying anything unrealistic. I'm saying just putting in the daily activity to get the result. So that's what I wanted to talk about today on the Career Report, okay? Quite possibly the most important thing. All of these things going on in the market are important. Manage those, etc. But if you want greatness out of your career, you have to do great things every single day. If you want more value, right, from your next opportunity, you have to put value into yourself. So many people are looking for outcomes without putting in the proper inputs. Don't let that be you. And here's the good news. Everyone. Vancouver X said, can you describe a case study example where you give value to yourself? Yeah. Giving value to yourself is improving your situation. Let me give you many examples. Picking up a book on leadership, buying a leadership course, buying a communication course, buying a book on mindset, buying a book on goal setting, attending an industry conference. Okay. Value. When I say value, I mean, I need more information, right? Because if I don't get more information, Tim Madden doesn't get more information, I stay where I am. So if you've been where you're at for a couple years, I already know the problem. The problem is you haven't been putting value in yourself. That's why to me, I make investments in myself all the time. It's the ultimate hack to life. But so many people wondering why they're staying the same. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. So I would encourage you, Vancouver X, right? What does the best version of yourself look like? Are they in shape? Do they drink? Do they read books? Do they listen to positive information? Who do they hang out with, man? What do they do with their free time? If you want more value out of this world, you have to bring the world more value. And I know this, if you're in better shape physically, it's really nothing to do with the being in shape part. It's about the mindset, showing yourself that you care about yourself, right? If you put in an honest day's work, if you're actually trying to achieve something, you realize that as well. Put value into yourself. You are worth it. Okay. You right now is all that you have that's for sure going to be with you for the rest of your life, right? People around you might not be with you. Your house, you may move. You are always going to be stuck with yourself. And why I'm so talk about self-development and investing in yourself so much is because my mentor, Grant Cardone, here's what he says, right? He says, hey, if they took all of my $5 billion worth of real estate and they wiped out my accounts and they took my homes and they took everything from me, what would I do? Someone asked him this one time, right? What would you do if someone took all of your money, freaking everything, Grant? You know what he said? Dude, I just ramp up again. Why? Because he already knows over a long period of time the specific actions he had to take to get there. So why does a billionaire who goes out of business a couple years later, he has another $100 million company? Or she? They've already done it before. So the best investments you can make in your in this entire world is yourself, because you're going to be stuck with yourself for the rest of your life. All right. Hey, that wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, stay informed. Okay. It's the first step to staying ahead. Make it a daily practice to get better. So many people think this is overwhelming. Take 10 minutes today, man. Get a start. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I'll see you back on Monday for real-time insights on all things career. Have a great day.